We are now recording.
Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of fun you can have while listening to a podcast.
Email me and Phineas at thebrownbrickspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
No one else, though, because they didn't show up.
Well, Liam's going to be showing up.
He will be.
In a little bit. Jackson might, but he also might just be on his way out the door.
Yeah.
Right away.
I came in kind of late.
We'll get a comment from him about his absence this episode.
Yeah, yeah. We will make sure that he is known that he's missed. He adds.
Yeah. But what's been up with you, Jack?
Not a lot.
Since we last saw each other.
Let's see. What happened? I guess I talked to Wyatt about the... like electoral college. That was pretty fun.
That sounds really fun.
It was awesome. I loved it. And then we went and saw like a car show, but we didn't get to see the car show because Wyatt's grandma told us the wrong time. It's been fairly boring for me, all things considered, if I'm being real.
It wasn't a total loss, was it, Jack?
No, of course.
Your trip today.
Because what we managed to find was greater than any car that we could have bid on. It's a Desert Storm Victory Series Topps Trading Cards. It comes with 8 trading cards and 1 sticker. And there's some pretty good ones in here. We already opened a couple, of course, because we bought the entire store out. We wanted to make sure that we were the only ones in Omaha who had access to these. Let's see. Here is what the puzzle looks like completed. So that's a United Nations card, medical support card, FA-18 Hornet card, Tomahawk cruise missile card, General Colin Powell and Secretary Cheney card.
Wow, that's a good one.
That's a pretty solid one.
That's powerful. A good find.
I think so.
It's a good picture of them.
And then
too.
Tent City. That's a pretty good one. And then an evac one. See, that's
Tent
and they
City.
All...
Is it like under a bridge, a homeless tent city?
I wish that would be funny if we went to.
That's our next front.
Wherever we went on Desert Storm,
we're gonna pull out of the Middle East and send the military to San Francisco.
I love the idea that like when we went to like Desert Storm, they're like, "All right, where are we setting up for the night?" It's like setting up. We're just gonna give you a tent. You just have to panhandle the entire time. So the army that's like in reserves goes to work, but then at night they're just like under a city panhandling the entire time. That'd be pretty good.
That'd be cool.
I'd like that.
I'd like to see a movie where like some super specialized, high skill ex-military guy played like by Tom Cruise or something.
Yeah, of course.
He has to infiltrate a tent city and be a fake homeless guy. Yeah, and they pick him. They're like, one, you have the skill set, and two, ever since you haven't been in the military anymore, like he's an alcoholic now.
Yeah.
His beard's grown out. He's gross.
He just like kind of looks like a homeless guy.
They're like, you are going to blend in really easy there. And there's like a terrorist group that's like fronting his homeless people
in
that city or something.
And we make it like, not like overtly political, but like weirdly political.
By making the tent city like a front for terrorism, I feel like
that's probably
politics
implying
on
something.
That are pretty clear. Like you're not really saying anything specific of any substance, but like your general attitude towards that.
That can be
surmised.
It's funny how like a lot of Republicans that I know, they'll be like, I hate like things in my media that are political. I fucking hate political things in my media. And then you like go to the things that they like and you're like, there's like a general politics vibe.
Like they love this new Top Gun.
Yeah, it's just about what you like. Well, like my dad was like, it's all action. There's nothing. There's no like gender politics. There's no.
They literally work with the military to be allowed to use the jets for shots, and the military has every say over how the Air Force and any aspect of military is portrayed.
Whenever it's like heavily, because I remember the Transformers movies also had to do that, where it was like, oh, you, because it's like pretty much every movie they want to get like the grant from the U.S. military, but like especially with those where it's like you are in the military and that's the plot, that's like 100%. They have like complete control over how that goes.
They're borderline produced by the U.S. military. Like, there's specifically, like, some organization within the military dedicated just to handling that shit.
For sure.
Pretty reasonably.
And there are definitely people on set who are, like, hard
looking at every cut, everything.
They're like
I know in the original Top Gun, they were originally the enemies they're fighting are North Koreans, because you know how now it's kind of infamous for having like very vague enemies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the U.S. military was like, don't you fucking dare say those are North Koreans. Things are very tense there right now.
Yeah,
but they still have like the red star that like the North Korean Air Force has on the planes. They just don't say they're North Koreans.
That was in this one too. They were just kind of like
obviously
general,
in Russia or something.
They were like general unease in this place. You got to fly into this place, fly out. That's it. And you didn't get to like see what they were talking, like in what language they were talking or whatever.
But, I mean, you don't even realize they're going to be doing it in a snowy place at first. At first, we're talking about, like, a canyon.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are they going to be in, like, Middle East?
Yeah.
Somewhere with canyons in the Middle East?
Canyons.
I'm like, that's bold.
That's
bold.
Fucking bold to, like...
And they're talking about, like, they outgun us in every way. I'm like,
you're
really?
Like, what?
What?
Afghanistan's outgunning us? Have a bunch of guys.
I was honestly confused. Honestly, that movie had so many parts that were, like... I mean, the flight scenes were fun, you know. They got me on the edge of my seat, which rarely happens, right? They were tense. They did a good job
of
that.
It's really good to see in a theater.
But any parts that weren't that were so bad. Like, Val Kilmer, I know he's in the first one, but they show him being, like, an admiral. And I'm like, no one looks like that in the military. Val Kilmer looks like a fucking crazy person. I don't know if he's gotten anything besides Botox, but, like, his face looks fucking insane.
He was the guy who they had to make, like... basically paraplegic in that movie, like on the verge of death because
he can't actually emote in real life.
Yeah.
Because he's filled with Botox. I don't know if Val Kilmer actually has Botox, but he must, right?
For sure. But like
no one in the military looks like that, and no one in the military who might look like that is respected by anyone.
Yeah,
they're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, it's like, no, you did not, you are not Iceman, no shot. It's weird that, like, especially with that, they had this like a reverence for like cool guys in the military, but then you just have a bunch of guys who are basically just J. Crew models, and it's like, no people in the military look like that. Everyone in the military that I know looks kind of like an incel school shooter, and they're just like, I decided to do this instead.
A lot of them do, yeah.
It's
fucking another weird scene in that movie.
What?
It's the sex scene between Tom Cruise and whoever the love interest is. And like, I swear to God, I don't remember it that well, but I swear to God how it's shot is that, like, he's sitting next to her on the bed, and they're, like, dressed down but not naked yet, right? And they're just, like, sitting side by side on the bed having, like, pillow talk, and that pans over, and now she has the blanket over her bare chest, and he has his chest out, and they're still just, like, sitting next to each other.
No, they didn't do any, like, fucking.
It's like...
they just, like, talked.
I'm not against that, because I think, like, with HBO and all this shit, everyone's trying to be like, ooh, look how titillating we're being.
Yeah.
And I just find it distracting, especially a movie like Top Gun. But, like... You gotta imply more than that, that sex did indeed happen.
I don't even think it's, like... The problem is that you didn't... You, like, implied it, but it was... Like, they're still naked. Like, Tom Cruise still has his
shirt
off. You
should have put that scene in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, so you can just have, like, them kissing and then have their shirt, like, the same thing, and then, like, have something happen to interrupt that.
Yeah, just have them kiss. If you don't want to show a sex scene, you don't have to.
Yeah, but you don't, but also don't, like, allude to it. It's just weird and awkward. Like, the slow, like, fade that they did, or, like, the wipe.
Also, wasn't homoerotic enough?
Yeah, that's my big problem, too. They didn't really have enough.
Which, I don't know. When you're going into a sequel for that, they definitely sat down and had a conversation, and they're like,
is this for the gays or
they're like,
for the straights?
Do we lean into the joke and then people talk about that and then they either like it or maybe we're problematic? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we take that risk or do we just distance ourselves from it?
Definitely. Or like Tom Cruise.
They went for the safe choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Cruise, if he was a part of that conversation, is like, I'm not fucking gay, bro. Like, no way.
It was definitely some execs who had that conversation and then decide a director based off that. That's what I would guess.
Yeah,
I don't think the director, I don't think, ever had any choice in how... They had a lot of notes they had to stick to.
Oh, absolutely.
Making this movie.
There is no shot that... Because, like, I think there was just a lot of... Like, it felt like a movie that was not supposed to do well. It felt like a movie where it was like, what is this?
It felt like a movie that was meant to be way worse than the original, but they just did, like, a pretty solid job.
Yeah, which is weird that it's, like, this popular.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Tom Cruise, though, is, like, he has been in bad movies, but in general, he's pretty careful compared to some other like aging action stars, mm-hmm. like Bruce Willis. Who knows?
Oh God, what the fuck yeah. he's on. But I think Tom Cruise is like, because he's a producer on like all his movies, he has a pretty big say, and so he's able to like make a lot more shit happen. Whereas Bruce Willis just wants a check most of the time.
Yeah, well, he's also like senile, right? Isn't that what people figured out?
It's his kids trying to get him to sign papers to like get him in a movie, and he's like, I don't want to be in the space opera movie, and they're yeah. like, Dad, just sign it.
Trying to wring out the last bit of juice,
yeah,
from his melon head.
Is that how that works? Do you like swipe it off? Is it like his sweat, or are they actually like wringing it out?
I don't know. It comes out of his ears. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's
why,
like a juicer.
Why are you pressing me on this metaphor?
I don't know. I don't know. I figured you would know. You being bald and all.
Yeah. I'm bald.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
A bald black woman. Bringing that bit back.
Yeah. That our best bit.
Yeah.
We keep getting emails about it. Like
constantly.
You guys have now know what he is. Is he a white man or a black woman?
The world may never know. Now,
and I keep that intentionally ambiguous because it's not your business.
Yeah, it really isn't. And you guys should stop asking about it is my big thing. I feel like, well,
yeah.
The one email that we did get that I was actually pretty impressed by, I feel like it kind of encapsulated a lot of what we're trying to do here on this podcast.
Just about to read another support email or something.
Yeah, it says, ooh. !! Child erotic, a bunch of exclamation points. Child's belly and chest, a bunch of exclamation points. Erotic, ellipses, 3 crying emojis. What do you think about that?
Who's that from?
That is from Mammoth 2020.
All right, so is that actual email we got?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not.
It sounds like it's close.
Jackson, would you like to comment on your absence from the podcast this week?
No.
Damn. Pussy That's too
shit.
Bad.
Pussy shit.
Yeah, I think that kind of encapsulates what we're trying to do here. Just trying to put out a positive message like that.
I still don't know if this is... You pulled something up on your phone, but I don't know if it was an email or something else.
No, it's an email we got.
Show me what you were looking at.
Oh. It was the tweet I sent.
Oh, you sent out a tweet that said all that?
It was my tweet, yeah. Oh, yeah. Operation Desert Storm cards. Pretty exciting.
Let me see.
Check out. There's one called Carpet Bombing. There's one called Stop the Spill. They're pretty cool. Jackson's looking at our cards.
We got a General Colin Powell.
Yeah, they're pretty good. But yeah, again. This is the
puzzle they have you make this. You can't talk. You can't talk to us if you're not going to talk into a mic. You have to just go.
All the mics are hooked up, so.
This puzzle looks like it fucking sucks.
Yeah, there's a puzzle with all the flags. So
they get you to make a image of what looks like two guys on top of a tank with the guy holding the camera in the middle. But it's all silhouetted, so it's not.
It does look like it's going to be ass, but we do have a lot of the corner pieces now. So,
is it silhouetted like and it is an effect, or is it silhouetted?
No, it's just
a sunset.
Yeah,
okay. That's what I'm. Is it a natural silhouette?
Yeah, it still sucks.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
But it's better than if it was just like they made them. Well,
yeah, for sure. And now, bye.
Bye bye. X is going to work early. When
ooh woo. Joey salads. Uh oh. Coworker drama. You hate to see it. Email us with some cool coworker drama if you have any.
Email us with the most personal things you're willing to share about yourself.
No, don't even if you're not willing to share it. Email us about it. It's kind of important. Let's see. We won't tell nobody.
Stop touching my stuff. It's deposited.
We won't tell nobody. I'm telling you, we won't tell nobody.
We ain't gonna tell anybody.
We're not gonna tell nobody.
We can keep a secret.
We're just curious.
We can keep a secret. Curious.
Like, I don't know. Let's say our most embarrassing thing here. My most embarrassing thing is sometimes I love too much.
Sometimes I'm just such a hard worker that
Yeah.
I stress myself out.
I've noticed that about you.
It's really embarrassing.
I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't want to bring up.
And people are like, Phineas, you got to stop working so hard.
And you're like, haha. And they don't realize you're
I don't go, haha. I turn bright red and I turn my face away. They go, oh, he's shy.
I'm a little shy boy.
Not shy.
Yeah. He's not. He's just a hard worker sometimes, which is very embarrassing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to show us your unerect penis and how small it is,
we kind of showed you ours. Penis.
The audio version of that by saying our very deep, dark secrets. Let's see. What else? I started listening to a podcast because at work, I just need new podcasts to kind of satiate my time. And I started listening to one called Impossible to Say. And I describe it as what if, so like, you know, the Brown Bricks podcast is a bunch of boys coming together to make a stupid podcast. What if girls did that? That's what Impossible to Say is.
Ooh, not a fan.
I thought I wouldn't be either. I like it because it's affirmed all of my beliefs about women.
Oh, yeah.
In the best possible way. It's made me realize that the incels
had something
right. Good thing we're
challenging women's conceptions about men.
Yeah, exactly.
Their misconceptions.
They
we're proving
here.
Them wrong.
Actually, you know what? If a woman came in here, they're like, yeah, that's about right. I would not want them. Like,
no.
If a woman who hated men came into our podcast, she would be like, damn, I learned a lot today.
Yeah. Maybe dudes aren't so bad.
Maybe they're not as bad as I thought. That little pea guy, the little guy in the penis, that's a pretty funny joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyways, with their podcast, they're like two social media influencers, but they have followings of like 40,000. Well, one of them is a social media influencer with like 40,000 followers. So like not a huge one, but like big enough that she can make it her job, kind of. And then the other one like works some nondescript job and she's just kind of clinging onto the coattails and wanting desperately for the podcast to take off so she can do that.
How did you find out about this podcast?
I've just been going down. Like I find podcasts where it doesn't look like the hosts have it together. And these guys, I remember clicking on the first episode and their mic setup was worse than ours in our first episode. And I was like, and they had an audio interface. Like they had like professional level mics. But it was as unaudible as the VTuber one. And I was like, this is something special. This is...
All right, so what things have you confirmed about women listening to this podcast?
They're hypocritical harpies. That's number one. They have this thing where it's called like, he's a 10 butt, and it's like a TikTok thing that they do.
Yeah, but basically, I've heard of that. It's a trend.
Yeah, where it's like, he's a 10 butt, and then like one character flaw. And all of their things are like, he's a 10, but he snores loudly. And all of them are like, yeah, I do that, but it's still a deal breaker or like a red flag. And like all of them have these things where it's like, what was the one? It was like, he's a 10, but he like chooses ice in his drinks. And then they're like, oh my God, huge red flag. Like that's the kind of like psychopath. Cause you never know. You never know about that. Or like he's a 10 and they'll talk about like sleepwalking stories of them sleepwalking. And then they're like, he's a 10, but he sleepwalks. And they're like, nah, that's a deal breaker. So it's all this stuff.
What has not been a deal breaker for them?
Literally nothing. There hasn't been a single one.
Okay.
Actually, there has been one. And that was, he's a 10, but he's also a Disney adult.
That is a fucking
deal
breaker.
Which is the biggest deal breaker of all time. Because it's like, why would you want that in your life? And
Does it seem that they're being genuine about this or that they're
No,
just...
they're 100% genuine. Like there's no, if there was a sense of irony about this podcast, it would be the funniest fucking pod. They would be master comedians, but they are just two valley girls who live in like Minnesota and are trying to be influencers and are bad at podcasting, but they just have like the influencer clout from this one girl. So they get sponsors from like, it's really funny because they don't get like targeted sponsorship. So it's not stuff where it's like, oh, this is what their core demographic would like. It's all like sponsorships from like Jiffy Lube and like fucking Michigan, like the tourist board of Michigan. And like that's who their direct sponsorships are. And it's clear that it's just like they're on some list of like podcasts that you can sponsor and like their agent tries to get them things. And it's just very weird.
Let's get an agent.
Yeah, let's do that. That's like, hey, want to listen to this? You want to hear this? And then they're like, oh, I think we got something special here.
Yeah.
We're
very marketable.
We are. I think that's our main appeal, right? Is that our marketability.
Well, I mean, just earlier, you know, you were saying, you know, this is a podcast where a bunch of boys get together, hang out, do a podcast. I was like, all right.
That's
I like
good.
The sound of that.
I like that, yeah.
And then you said, and then that's, there's, is the same thing, both women. And I went, ooh.
Ooh, ew. So that's kind of the elevator pitch.
But you know, which means if then agents willing to see them as marketable, then surely
they can see us.
We can be even bigger.
Yeah. They see our last episode title, Which Way, Modern Man, Mass Shooting, or Podcast.
Honestly, we should just take successful things women do, and then as men do those things.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be way more marketable.
Oh, absolutely. That's because I think we just do a better job.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Yeah, but no, we'll nail it.
The main problem that I had with them is like, well, not the main problem, but the funniest part of their entire podcast was they were telling a story about how there's one man that was like, so they all had like boyfriends in this group or whatever, and then there was one girl who was able to bamboozle this man into paying for like all of their shit the entire night, and then she just knew she wasn't gonna sleep with him, so she just kind of like left him out to dry, and she like locked her rooms like bye, and so he was like, well, my friends drove me here, and so I just have to sleep on the couch tonight. So what he did was he went into their room and did an upper decker, so he pooped in like the top part of the toilet, the part that you have to like take the top off. And they called that like a hate crime, and they were talking about it like they were like physically and emotionally traumatized by the fact that this man pooped in the top of their toilet. And they were like, yeah, well, this man did this fucking hate crime to us where he pooped in the top of our toilet. And we didn't know about that for 6 months because our boyfriends cleaned it out for us without us knowing. But once we found out about that, like I was having like panic attacks, like someone would actually
do
that.
The fact that the boyfriend didn't tell him definitely means he thought that they were being drug white girls who took the shit themselves. He's like, I just don't want to talk about
it. Oh, and then he found out, he's like,
because
oh,
if you were a boyfriend and you thought another man did that, you'd be like,
fuck,
hey, that guy you made sleep on the couch.
It's just like, I don't know, just the dumbest reason, like the dumbest reason to label someone as like a hate crime.
It's definitely not a hate crime. It's a shitty move on that
for
guy's
sure.
part. Like, look, you can like, I'm not saying don't buy girls drinks, but I'm saying if you're doing it
think
all
about it
night,
real hard, yeah.
Like,
maybe there's a reason they're trying to like ring that.
Make sure you're fucking locked in.
Yeah. Don't go around buying girls drinks if you're like, well, this'll get me to like them. Because all
also,
it's just
like, how many drinks, how drunk do you want them to be when you sleep with them?
Exactly. I think he just like paid for their Uber, paid for their dinner, and then paid for just like their general like drinks.
Oh,
stuff.
I thought they were at a bar. Okay.
Oh yeah. No, they like went to a bar, but he paid for all their shit. I don't think what he did was justified, but I also don't think what he did was a hate crime.
Yeah.
If you want to hear a hate crime, listen to Brown Bricks podcast.
The Brown Bricks
we'll do some hate crimes against you. Come on, actually.
I was hate crimed last night.
You were? What happened?
Working at the bar, I was hate-crimed.
What happened to you?
I was sitting up on patio, because it was my turn to do a patio shift.
Nice.
And a group of like 15 people came up to the patio.
Uh-oh.
And they were going to have a quick cig, and then go. And then as they were in, the patio is not big. There's like tables out there and umbrellas, so you're shielded from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's 15 people out there, and there's some other groups already out there, it gets
crowded.
So this one girl who was standing near me, she was on the outskirt of the group of friends, and she was kind of leaning into me just because it was that crowded, right? She goes, you don't mind if I sit on you a little bit, right? I'm like thinking she means the fact that she's kind of leaning against me.
Yeah.
I go, it's not a problem. And then she fully sits on my lap.
What?
And I'm like, oh, and all our friends are like, what are you doing? How drunk are you? Like, let's fucking go. And she's like, I gotta finish my drink. They're like, you don't need more alcohol.
Yeah, that's not
and then,
the move.
But then they're being weird about it, too. They're like, he's uncomfortable. You're gonna get arrested. I'm like, I'm not,
yeah, I'm
not gonna get arrested, but I am a little uncomfortable.
It's weird. You shouldn't be doing this. You're not gonna get
and
arrested.
And so she's like, so you want me to get up? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, kinda. That would be cool. That's weird.
So she gets up, and then they finish their drinks, and then as she's leaving, I'm like, have a good night, because, you know, just being polite, I said all of them. She goes, whatever. I'm like,
like, she was, like, what should she expect from that whole situation to play out?
Like, it could have played out differently, but you can't be shocked it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I don't think
we have our guest today.
Hey,
we do. Jordan Peterson.
Oh, it's Buddy.
Oh, it's Buddy. Buddy. I thought Jordan Peterson.
All right, everybody.
Oh, it's Jordan, not Jordan Peterson. Sorry. Oh,
hi.
It's Jordan Peterson's
Jordan Peterson's here too.
Yeah. Hello, folks. I've just come from a very intense situation, but
what happened? What happened, Jordan Peterson?
I was walking in a gas station and I saw a man.
Was it a man? Okay. You can't tell these days, right, Jordan
what
Peterson?
What about this man?
He had the ass of a woman, and it made me look at him in a very sexual manner. But I'm not gay. And that's hard, man.
That sounds hard. What? That happened a lot?
Well, it's not my fault. It's the way that society says that it's not unnatural.
It's not unnatural
to see a man's
ass. So it's natural
ass
to see a man's ass as attractive. So it's natural to see a man's ass as
that's
attractive.
That's what society's telling you, but it's not true. And that's hard, man. Because it's bad. And I'm not gay. And
you're not.
And I'm okay with the fact that I found that attractive because I know I'm not gay, but so many young men out there don't know that.
They don't know that they're not
gay. That's hard, man.
I like the idea of a bunch of young men not understanding that they're not gay.
They think they're gay, but they just like,
they just don't
like
get
twinks
it.
They only like men
femboys.
Because of the feminine characteristics of them.
Yeah, like catgirls.
And the Marxists.
What's the solution to this? How do we have this sort of situation, you know, all these young men thinking they're gay? Because they just like the man's ass.
You know, what we should do...
How do we stop that from happening?
What we should do is make gay porn more manly. Because if there's anything gay guys hate, it's men. So, like, we should just make it like...
Well, no, true gay guys love men, but all these, you know, innocent, pure boys
who
are actually straight,
they're
thinking they're gay. That's what he's saying.
You're not, you're just thinking...
Because there's so many feminine men out there.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying.
So we need gay porn to be hyper-masculine.
It's because real men respect moderate women that don't dress so blasé. And attractive women really show it off. And so as a straight man, I think I find men attractive because they're not showing it off women.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
You're not attracted... the fact that it's a man, you're attracted to the modesty of it all.
No, yeah, that makes sense, Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
Okay. Like a quilt or an apron could get you similarly worked up.
Yeah, that makes sense. From like that perspective, would you also be worked up? Do you like it when like the guy has little cat ears on? Does that do anything for you?
Why are you saying that? What the fuck? We're having a serious interview with Jordan Peterson. We finally, and you're being pedantic. You're like, oh, so natural.
Yeah.
And now cat ears are unnatural, even if they're cute.
All right, folks.
Oh, Buddy.
Oh, Buddy's back. Buddy.
What's the deal with cars? I see cars going all around everywhere. How do they go? Anyone?
You know, I don't know a lot. I know you need gas, but...
They move. They just spin. They move.
What's the deal with us calling it gas when it's a liquid?
What's a gas a liquid?
Gas is a gas, right?
Well, gas, the kind you put in your car.
Oh, yeah, gasoline.
Is this a
gasoline?
Gasoline in that song refers to pee. Wyatt told me about that.
What?
Did you know that?
What the fuck are we talking about? I've totally lost the thread.
Yeah. So did I.
I just cut since I came in. I want to go to sleep before work. Pretend Porden Jeterson never came.
What?
No. Well, we're going to put that in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Liam woke up at 12 today to go to a car show
that's not fucking there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Met an arms dealer, but his... He was mostly just into Nazi stuff, so we turned him down.
And that arms dealer's name?
Why? 88 Vanguard guy?
Yeah.
He was?
No.
Oh. That's a cool Nazi organization we got in Omaha. It's called 88 Vanguard, right?
88.
What happened to the other 87?
That's a great question, Jack. And if they could answer that, I would not be so quick to call them Nazis.
they're like, we got to move on from this name. 89 Vanguard sounds a lot better.
They're like, guys, I know we love eights because of their...
because they represent...
two-point symmetry. But we can't do it.
Yeah. No, I think that's the big problem, is like people just like the little eights and the four.
Eight is the best digit.
Yeah, it's close. I like seven.
I like my pointer finger.
Butterfinger.
That's a good digit, yeah.
Oh, your pointer
finger. Butterfinger's also a good digit.
Yeah, no, for sure.
If you had your fingers made out of butterfingers, what would you do, buddy?
That's a pretty tough one there, Jack. I have to get back to you.
Just, you want to go to bed, buddy?
I taste them. I suppose I lick them, but I don't want to eat my fingers.
Yeah, they're your fingers.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to eat those.
Fuck you.
Could you finger a girl with Butterfinger fingers?
What does that mean?
Finger a girl. You, like, finger. Stick your fingers in her vagina.
Oh!
Buddy is not going to like that.
Oh, God.
I do not know
that
why.
That sounds like
you...
a waste of Butterfingers to me, right, folks?
I honestly agree, buddy. I honestly agree.
Before she eats them off afterwards.
I would be very angry because, first of all, I have no more fingers, and second of all, I didn't get to eat them.
What if they regrow?
Then I'll eat them. I will eat them all the time.
Okay, cool.
Then he'd be angry if she ate them because he wanted to eat them.
Yeah, because they're his. He just wanted the pussy juices on the Butterfingers.
I don't like or respect women.
Class.
All right, buddy. Come on now.
Come on, buddy. We're not a meninist podcast.
What's that? Sounds like feminist. That's a fucking dumb word.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't matter.
Did you vote, buddy?
You bet your ass I voted.
Who'd you vote for, buddy?
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, that tracks,
I think,
buddy.
We knew that was going to be the case.
What, you got a problem with that?
No, well, why?
You got a bunch of snowflakes in here, can't handle Donald Trump?
Why'd you vote for him? Because he speaks the truth?
Because he speaks the truth, and everything was nicer when Trump was president.
Gas was cheaper.
Gas was cheaper.
McChicken was $1.
Oh, yeah, they were. Now
McChicken's almost $2.
Now it's buy one, get one for $1, which is just not the same. You're right, buddy.
Yeah, buddy's got some good points.
Now I got Sweepy Joe Biden. Oh.
What about Kamala?
Kamala?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's kind of pretty.
I thought you hated women.
Well, I could tell find her pretty.
That's true.
She's a useless sack, but she's pretty.
Useless sack.
I'm sure you could find a couple uses for her, buddy.
I thought you were pure, buddy. I thought you were pure. Yeah, cantankerous.
Buddy was feigning offense at that fingering thing.
Yeah, he loves.
Buddy's a horn dog. We know that.
That's true. That's we're learning so many different
buddy
sides.
Buddy leaves a lot of fucked up DMs to AOC's Twitter account.
And then he also like messages her like fucked up things, but on like the more harassment political side, he like messages their
Are his actual tweets, is him being like, oh, look at this fucking bartender acting like she's a real politician.
Yeah.
And then he sends her messages. He's like I honestly think you're beautiful. I'll let you do whatever you want.
This sexy idiot is wounding our country.
I'll get you whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, don't worry, I can take care of you.
Buddy does.
That's what Buddy takes care of you. That's been his thing.
He called me a fixer. I fix problems for people.
What's their problems do you fix?
Buddy, sometimes people give me a call and say, a big family gathering, but there's a little bit of a mess left behind. We catered for 40, but only 20 came. So they called me, I show up, I couldn't help. I clean up.
I didn't know Buddy was like an Irish mob.
So he eats Italian. All the leftovers.
That's... Yes.
I thought you were talking about like people dying.
Well, that's what he was implying. But then we realized it was actually...
Oh, it's just the leftovers.
It's all the burgers.
Yeah, they just... Only 20 came, so you have 20 more burgers that you need to eat. Buddy can figure that one out.
Now, Donald J. Trump really had it right. He ordered burgers for catering at the White House.
I remember
really
that,
said,
yeah.
Oh, that's silly.
You like burgers, silly. Though. If you, were...
I wish he did that for me every day.
Yeah, every day?
Every day.
If Donald J. Trump showed up to your house at lunchtime. He said, buddy, it's time to
Donald J. Trump, if you're listening to this, please. Donald J. Trump, if you ever hear about this, I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you every time.
What do you mean you'll vote for him?
I'll always vote for you,
Donald. In what election?
Yeah.
When they come. Every year when we elect a president.
Every year.
We'll vote for you. That's one vote, Donald J. Trump.
That's nice of you.
That can make a difference.
Yeah, I really can.
I'll have children that vote for you.
You're going to have
The idea that what Buddy means is that he has one of the electoral votes. He's on the electoral college.
Every single year, Donald J. It's like, why do we keep hiring this guy?
I voted for Donald Trump 42 times in 2016 and 54 times in 2020. I would go to different polling places and vote.
Do you think the election was stolen?
Buddy was trying to steal it, but it didn't work.
You think Biden stole the election?
They were a little better at it than we were. Maybe if there were more loyal patriots like me, we would have won.
Yeah, it's true. Loyal infidels stole it instead. Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah. Domestic terrorism. That's what I refer to what happened in 2020.
That's what ballot boxes at parks are, domestic terrorism.
What's with tomato sauce?
Tomato sauce.
It's really tasty, and then they say, hey, eat some tomato slices. Oh.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, they put, like, salt and certain spices in it, and it makes it taste different.
Yeah. It's also a different texture.
Why don't they do it to tomatoes, normally?
I mean, in your case, buddy, that is the main way you consume tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're complaining about.
Why would they always do that not?
Well, because some people
like, want them the
like
other way.
Tomatoes. You don't get a tomato on your burger?
They're fucking wires.
What'd you say?
They're lying.
Who are lying? Oh, so you don't like a tomato slice on your burger?
No.
What's your perfect burger? What's on it?
A burger meat and a lot of cheese, maybe a little bacon.
Mm.
Anything else?
No.
Not even ketchup?
Yeah, you like the ketchup, don't you? Mustard, buddy?
No.
Okay.
Onions?
No.
Pickles?
No.
Lettuce?
No. Sesame seeds?
No.
No sesame seeds on the bun.
It's like putting sand on your bun. It's like big sand.
Big sand.
I hate it. Why would you ever want that? Like little rocks.
I've been saying that for years, but no one's been listening.
What am I, a bird?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good riff. But that's why he does stand up.
Yeah, that's why we named this the Buddy Ricks Podcast.
I don't know why I have such a headache. I had like 2 1/3 of a beer last night because I finished Liam's Corona when we left the bar. And I woke up feeling just awful.
When'd you go to bed?
Really bad. Probably like 5 a.m. or later maybe.
Okay, well that's not terrible.
And I got up at like 2, so I got enough sleep.
That's odd. I don't know, maybe it's the brain worms.
I was out of Tums last night.
Oh, no.
Waking me up. I finally found a good side position where the acid reflux wasn't waking me up. And then it got to me again. I woke up again at like 6. I dug around. I found one on the floor, though. And that put me to bed until about noon.
You found a Tums on the floor.
I did.
Like the holy... You should go buy some Tums.
That was still one of my favorite pieces of imagery I've ever seen is when we first moved in here. Liam just has like a bare mattress on the floor and like a pile of Tums next to it on the floor.
Fucking pile?
Like a little mound of Tums on the floor.
like he's
and there's like some
squirrel?
Tums dust at the bottom. He's like, yeah, that way when I'm sleeping, I can just, it's right there.
It's true. And just eat them.
I like to have them on that, like the chair I have next to my bed. Just got a chair there.
You don't even have like a bowl for them. You just rummage around the pile.
Yeah.
Are there any long-term negative effects, even small, of like?
Yeah, I
consuming?
Hear you should not eat Tums the way that I do.
What does it cause? You know?
I don't read up on that.
All right, I'm
Liam's
stop
losing a year
for. I'm gonna do a quick Google and give
I
Liam
can't
anxiety.
Stop anytime soon.
Liam, remember our?
I'm just gonna make you have to know.
No.
Remember our bit about loan sharks? The plan, because me and Liam. Or at least Liam in particular, I don't know, you can say it, but he's been pretty stressed, so we talked about how to deal with that a little bit.
Yeah, everyone's got so much stuff going on in their life, worried about family problems, relationships, money? Is your car not working? You know, just little things you got to do. Mow the lawn, wash your clothes, clean the house. But if you could get one problem instead of all those problems, then you're not as stressed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a good thing on a regular basis. I'm going to start taking loans out from dangerous people, like criminals. Just go to some guy.
Real quick. Eating too many antacids can cause acid reflux, heartburn, and indigestion.
Well, guess what solves that? Tums.
Wow, that's...
Big Tums.
You might have to just go cold turkey, and then you don't need Tums.
It's cyclical. Can't sleep. It fucking wakes me up, man. It's a little burning, and I go, ah, and I got to sit up straight to make it stop for a minute.
You're getting calcium overdose, it says.
Well, as much milk as I drink, I don't think that's ever going to go away. Anyway.
Ulcer, did you say you had an ulcer once?
I thought I had one, but I don't think I do.
Oh, okay. Well, it says that it can cause ulcers.
Ulcer? Hardly know, sir.
That's what I'm
just saying. Ease up on the Tums.
Yeah, I feel like
I should ease up on the best Tums. For
you.
Yeah.
It also sounds like Big Tums is trying to get you to eat as many Tums as humanly possible.
What if I get like
it's like how if you use chapstick, your lips get dry more easily, so then you have to use more chapstick.
Yeah, exactly.
Tums is doing the same fucking shit.
It's like brushing your teeth. It's like you don't have to brush your teeth if you don't ever brush your teeth. But now that I brush my teeth once, now I have to brush them every day.
What if I like tie a big like a, you know, like bags of flour, like kind of a soft material? Tie it to a string and I swallow it every night and it just sops up my stomach. And when I wake up, I can pull it back out. But throughout the night, it'll sop up all the stomach acid and I won't have any.
Yeah, no, that's probably a healthier alternative.
Yeah.
I think you should do that. I'm being sarcastic.
All right, folks, email us at Brown Bricks Podcast.
We're not even at the end yet. No, we're at 42.
You'll have to cut that out.
You don't have to do the whole pod if you don't want to leave. You can go.
You
sleep.
Don't.
No.
If you're tired.
They're looking at me with angry eyes right now and shaking their heads.
No, we're just.
Have sun in my eye from the window. There's kind of like a lens flare going in front of you, so I'm kind of squinting.
But I am looking at you with angry eyes.
I have like a lens flare right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's a smart idea to take loans from dangerous people.
Yeah.
So you go to some guy, you take 10 grand at, you know, 2% a day, and he will hurt you if you don't have it back in a week. That whole week, that's your only problem. I promise you, you're not thinking about your girlfriend if there's a guy that's going to kill you in 6 days.
Yeah, if you've got like a big presentation at work, it's like, that doesn't really matter in the face of a guy who's going to chop off your fingers tomorrow.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
We just think it adds a little bit more spice. It's like free climbing, but
no,
for money.
It takes the spice out of life.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Which is what you want.
You take away all the other spices, and all you've got left is salt.
Yeah.
It's the only spice you need. It's very...
Personally, I believe everyone is stressed all the time, and it's not because of any fact. I think everyone, whatever is causing you stress, if you have something that's way more stressful, you'll be more stressed for a little bit.
Yeah.
But eventually, everyone has a baseline level of stress.
Yeah.
So, and nothing matters, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need to solve these problems, because then they'll just have smaller problems that they find as stressful.
When I'm not stressed about anything, I wonder why I don't have anything to be stressed about.
Yeah, that's my true. Life, it feels like my life is too stagnant.
It's like when you get off an airplane, and you check all your pockets, and you just have this gut feeling you lost something.
And you never do.
And you, I mean...
Sometimes
you
do, most of the time you don't.
When I was a kid, I did. I haven't in ages.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, whether you lose or not, you're still stressed.
Yeah, it's true. It's a...
So just be stressed and just live like a total fucking hedonism.
Yeah, I think you just
need... Because that's the only relief.
Yeah.
Don't try to find a more stable lifestyle, because you're just going to be stressed about some new bullshit.
You need to walk around completely naked all the time. You need to be...
Fuck whores, do drugs.
Everything. Everything you can get your hands on.
If it feels like it'd be fun, kill people. Yeah, kill people.
Kill people. Why not?
There's this
like
guy...
stopping you.
For guy real. Named Lowell George that I was talking about earlier.
Lowell?
He was a singer in the 70s for the band Little Feet. He died in like his late 30s. He became morbidly obese. He's always drinking and doing drugs. And he like died of booze and... drugs, but 2 days before they were at a rest stop and the whole crew got two large pizzas for everyone. They all shared it, but Lowell George got two large pizzas for himself and brought them back to the tour bus and ate both of them. And one of his good buddies always joked after his death that it was not the booze and drugs, it was the two large pizzas 2 days before.
And you know what? That man probably died happy.
Yeah, that man died
much
happier having eaten two large pizzas.
He was a really happy guy. He was a really happy guy.
I think Phineas made the observation that fat people...
Sounds like a man content with himself.
Like, fat people most of the time are the most angry, like, customer service people, because when you have to, like, deal with them, they're like...
We've lost the archetype.
Of the jolly fat man.
The archetype?
The archetype of the jolly fat man?
You don't see it in women. You don't see a jolly fat woman. And I think that's their fault.
What about Kay's,
yeah, I agree.
Kay's cooking? She's a little bitchy, though.
True. I guess I'm talking America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be like a fat, like babushka or like European old woman.
Yeah. You only see like the Walmart fat now.
Yeah. That's Walmart fat is just miserable Normalized. And ready to go off on you at a moment's notice.
Yeah. They just, I feel like it's just making them more like agitated.
You know what I'm tired of working down at the bar is extremely thin women being like, yeah, I'll fuck someone up. If they did that shit to me, like, I don't care if I'm small, they better not mess with me. It's like, that gives me anxiety, because if you get into a conflict down here, even if you're not the one who started it, you are at way more risk of getting fucked up.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things.
Like, it's one thing when it's, like, someone who's, like, clearly a little bigger and I think could handle themselves if they need to, but, like, you just get all these, like, skinny, like... TikTok girls being
well,
like,
and then they always they
hot
do,
Cheeto girls,
and they do like a Our squaring favorite. Up thing, acting like they're gonna fight, and they put their elbows higher than their fists, and they kind of like,
yeah, they
what
they,
do you call that?
They do
like a wagon wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with that, it's honestly because that's always been my thing, where it's the confidence in yourself is way more dangerous than not having any actual knowledge of fighting. Because I've known plenty of people who like. They'll just be like, yeah, I'd get destroyed. And so they just try to avoid fighting. But I also know plenty of people who are like itching, not itching for a fight, but like they feel like, oh no, I learned these two jujitsu moves, so I could like fucking destroy anybody. And those are the people where I'm like, no, you're going to like fucking get your head smashed in the pavement.
Women just need not to accept, but understand and not try to cope with the fact that we can murder them.
Yeah, easily. That's not like
almost all of them.
Yeah, and there's no amount of Wolverine keys.
And I don't mean with a gun or a
you.
Knife. I mean just with their hands.
Yeah, no, easily. Yeah. And that most of the time, listen, we're, what's it called? I fear two things.
I'm not happy, though.
There were two, like, 5'4", morbidly obese guys down there last night getting into it with each other. And let me tell you, those guys were tough to get out the door.
Jacked, yeah.
It's just those guys are terribly out of shape.
Guy,
they could destroy
they got
many
the other
women.
Guy stepped in.
Yeah.
Get the one guy out.
Brandon.
I would have, like, kicked him out earlier, but then you told me, like, you know, he's, like,
yeah.
knows the
I
workers
talked to
there.
The boss, and he's like, yeah, he's with somebody, so, like, implied not to kick him out.
All right.
But then they started getting aggressive with each other.
Yeah.
Well, really, the really drunk guy.
Which I was grateful for him getting out, but, like, he made it way too aggressive.
Right. Well, he was egging his friend on, who wasn't as shit-faced as he was, but clearly drunk and upset with him. He kept laughing at him. He's like, don't laugh at me, bro. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. It was these two guys. They were
like
320 to 350.
I'm not finding it funny. He just goes, ha, ha, ha.
Like, ha, 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 ha. Then I was like, all right, let's get moving.
Dumbest reason to fist fight.
And
this
I don't know
drunk
how
shit-faced
he
guy gave one shove, and I was like, oh, my God, that's a lot of power.
Yeah. I know how he was even cogent enough to mock his friend by laughing, because he was
he was that gone,
like looking up at the ceiling. Like I'm like, is this guy about to puke? Right? I asked a friend group that. They're like, no, he's good. He's not
he's
puke.
Good, bro. Asking a friend group is your friend about to puke is like the worst idea.
Like anyone else, if I'd have that, not anyone else, but like it was people that weren't known, it would just be like, no, they're out here, because he looked like he was about to fucking.
He
puke.
Did. Surprised he didn't.
Good for him.
That man was power. I'm just amazed. Yeah. I had like my, I was,
he probably
I had him
by
one arm and shoulder. I was shoving as hard as I could and was doing very little.
Are you saying we need to start bulking up here pretty soon? I agree. We need to, we just need to carbo load every day.
Yep.
And then eventually we'll be strong enough to
be
them.
Like strong fat though. Like that where your chest is as fat as your belly.
Yeah.
Where you're just a block.
Yeah. You're just like a square.
Cause I see some fat guys that have little skinny chests that they're like very pear shaped.
Yeah.
But these guys were like, you know,
like military fat kind of dudes,
like boulders.
No, like fucking
like cannon bolts,
like
a little.
Vito from The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Like that type of body shape.
Could they roll up and do a spin dash like cannon bolts?
They could
from
just
Ben 10?
Walk into you and you'd be pushed back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're too powerful. I think
built
it's like
Wario.
It's impossible to lose weight and then also gain muscle at the same time or something. I heard that somewhere. It kind of makes sense.
To lose weight and gain muscle?
Yeah.
But you can gain both at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, certainly.
I don't know.
Yeah. You can gain.
That both. Can't be impossible because then it's just impossible to gain muscle.
Lose weight and gain muscle.
I think
it's probably just not effective, I guess.
It's like slower for both things, I think, because you're like...
I mean, there's a reason why people bulk up and then they try to turn that into muscle, right?
Yeah, slim down. I don't know. I'm just repeating what I've heard from unreliable narrators, but I think that's the case.
I want my limbs to be like the barrels from Civil War cannons.
Wait, what?
Like old cannons. I want my limbs to be like the...
You're like gonna bend
cannon limbs, like boom, boom.
Mm. Would you have if you had two cannons for arms? Would that improve your quality of life?
No.
Okay.
I want to have enough fat on my calves that it goes over my shoes.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty cool. Well, could you just tie the fat around the bottom of your foot? And wear them as
you would have to wear socks that kind of like keep them up.
Yeah, I was gonna say I want to have enough fat on my calves where when you wear the socks, you can tell they're like holding it together. Like they're an important part of the wardrobe.
I want to have loose skin from my belly that I can just wear around my waist like a skirt, and I never have to wear clothes. Because technically, I'm not exposing myself.
You're just like putting your dick up in the loose skin fold.
I want to bulk up enough and then lose it all. Such to have enough loose skin that I can parachute.
That'd be cool. That'd be fucking awesome.
You know, like the Sound of Music when she's spinning around in the flower field. It's like that, but it's loose skin spinning around.
Just... So it's covering your dick, and then you spin around. And you're
yeah, expose it.
Yeah,
and I'm singing.
They're like,
the hills are alive.
You would have one section with a flap of skin. You'd have multiple flaps, so it'd be like frills.
Yeah, it's true.
Look really nice.
Yeah, it would look so good.
Look really pretty.
If a guy walked in the bar looking like that, would you kick him out?
He was naked?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if he started flapping at me, though, I might have to let him in.
You might just have to.
We had this homeless lady come in last night.
Oh, yeah. She
had like... So I was on the patio earlier, and she was out in the street, like just kind of talking to herself. She kept dropping this water bottle, like, shit, shit, and being loud. She stared at some children, then walked into a parking meter and yelled, like, fuck, ow. But then later they radioed, goes back downstairs, like, all right, this lady's coming down.
Oh, God.
Don't let her in.
She came down the front.
She came down, and she's like, I need an ID, right? And I'm like, no, you can't come in. I saw you're really fucked up out there earlier. And she's like, She's like, I just want to play pool. And I'm like, okay.
She's like, I want to play pool with underage
kids.
Well,
she's like, where can I play pool? I'm like, not here. She's like, where can I get a game of pool? I was like, not here. Where can I play pool with underage kids? And I was like, I don't know.
Definitely not here.
Yeah.
I think you're misunderstanding why we have a door guy.
We
should have
sent her to Dubliner, though.
Yeah. I was remembering that's where she had really loose, wrinkly belly skin. She's probably in her 50s or maybe really bad late 30s.
She did have like a crop top on or something that exposed her belly.
Crop top and tiny little
and it was like
daisy
two
dukes.
Flaps going down like that framed her belly button.
And she had cowboy boots on and a baseball cap she wore almost over her eyes as she yelled.
That's Gene Stothard, dude.
Yeah, it was Gene.
That's Mean Green. Yeah, that's too bad.
Gene Leahy was a.
What if that's how cops do busts on bars letting in underage kids now? Is they just send a crackhead to yell and demand where they can go, and eventually we're like, just go to Dubliner, and the cops are like,
all
right,
we got it,
we got him.
And then they just check the pool table.
Gene Leahy, former mayor of Omaha, was apparently a raging alcoholic. Really? I have like a
the last
second cousin,
Leahy,
something like way older than me, but he was a DA or a friend of the DA, but he would go on binges with Gene Leahy They would just like hobble out of bars when they would close, and it was the mayor of Omaha. People were like, oh, look, it's Leahy, and the cops would just pick him up every night and drop him in his house.
Jesus Christ.
People loved him, though. He would like dress up as the Easter Bunny, like do weird
shit.
Well,
yeah, you kind of have to take yourself not seriously if you're a raging alcoholic. I think the, well, at least I remember one of my roommate, he worked on Gene Stothard's, like, whatever, election campaign. And he was just telling me all the stories of, like, the people who helped out with that election campaign. And a lot of them were, like, one of the heads of accounting was just, like, face down in a ditch. And he was just not contacted for 5 days. And then he rolls in disheveled to the office. It's, like, shit like that. It's, apparently it was not very, it's not a very productive campaign for a lot of things.
Liam, you know the guy who talks to us at patio who steals glasses?
Yeah.
He was talking to me last night, and he was telling me about how he got out of a DUI, supposedly, right? He's like, 'cause it was bullshit. And his story goes that, like, he was getting shit-faced at bars, or no, he's just drinking at his home, getting shit-faced. He's like, I just had to pop to the gas station real quick, you know, like, quick 4-minute drive, no big deal, right?
Sure.
He's like, and then I was pulling out one of the spots, and the zip car is right next to me that my sensors didn't pick up for some reason. And I gave it a little bump. No big deal. I was going slow. And then, you know, I decided to pull into Havana, get some more drinks there. And they tried to give me a DUI, but they couldn't prove that I wasn't shit-faced before I went in there. That I was shit-faced before I went in Havana.
So his plan is just to...
So like, he hit someone, went into a bar to act like he's now drunk only because he got drinks in that bar before the cops spoke to him.
I've heard about that argument before. Some Omaha, like, prosecutor or something... got in a hit and run, left his information, and went to his house. And when the cops showed up, he had a glass of whiskey in his hand. He's like, yeah, you know, I had to take a load off after the accident. I've had a lot of whiskey at home.
That's, man, I guess that, like, might work, but you have to already be in such good graces with the cops that that's going to fly.
I mean, just have a really good lawyer.
Yeah,
litigious enough and just challenge it. And they can't prove, you know.
If you get in a... getting a little accident and you're shit-faced, just leave your information and go to the nearest bar and order a shit ton.
It is better than having a DUI on your record. So, I had a friend who had to get one of those little blowy things that was on his steering wheel.
Start his car.
Yeah. It was not cool for dates or having people over. He'd be like, I'll drive. And then he would just have to blow into that. And it was like,
you guys blow into this thing.
This was also the friend.
Well, all those take pictures of your face while you're blowing in.
You fill up a balloon in the house and you get really close to the camera thing.
Yeah, and then you just
got a balloon that you're releasing.
Yeah, no, he just has like sober balloons that are like in there. And he's like, all right, one sec. And they like grabs the balloon. I do like the idea that like instead of just being like, all right, I've reached an all-time low. It's time to make a change. You're just trying to find like workarounds.
We got a new challenge.
Ooh, it's exciting. But this is also the friend who I remember. I was at a party at his place, and we were just talking or whatever. And he mentioned, what's the one like the 2048 future Sam Hyde thing? The lecture,
paradigm shift.
Yeah, paradigm shift. He mentions like a joke from that. And I laugh and like kind of follow
that
up.
Yeah, you've told us that story before.
Yeah, but then he's like, but then I found out he's one of those guys who's really into Sam Hyde, like really into Sam Hyde. And then kept only talking to me about that and kept trying to show me like YouTube videos on the main TV of like modern day Sam Hyde. And he's like, you're going to love this. It was just a bunch of people standing around like, what? And it was like, no, dude, we'll do this later.
Shock.
I'll come back later, okay? And yeah, he's an interesting fella.
Thanks for listening to Brown Bricks
Podcast. Thanks for listening to Brown Bricks Podcast. Email us at the Brown Bricks Podcast. Oh, wait. Do we have 5 more seconds of material?
All right, everybody.
Is that what we need to hit an hour?
Yeah.
I had a dream the other night that we went to afters after work at some place. And we went with our friend Jack, not the one on the pod, different Jack.
Yeah.
And then we woke up the next morning because we crashed there because we were drunk. And he's like, hey, Finn, thanks for giving me a ride back. I just have this side gig as an Uber driver. Can we just go pick up these people? It's just, I need to make some money. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, come on. No, I've already accepted it. And it's like... And I'm like, all right,
Jack would
that's
do.
A possibility.
And then we went, and they were like really far away. I'm like, I don't have a lot of gas, man. He's like, are you going to get me back for this? He's like, I can't.
That sounds...
So he made me do his Uber drive for him and then didn't pay for the gas, even though it was like an hour drive away.
That sounds like something that actually might happen.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't get you... Like, my Venmo's not working, but I will get you back later. Like, I'll get you a
drink.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a reason it was Jack in that dream.
Yeah.
If I didn't know Jack, I maybe would have had that dream with just some nondescript character in my life.
Filled in.
But the dream knew to fill it in as Jack.
Yeah. Your subconscious was like, oh...
He was pretty funny. He, like, is getting a new card, so his other card doesn't work. So he's able to Venmo me, but he kept going to the bar. I mean, like, he'll just get, like, a Diet Coke, but wants to tip the bartender. He's like, you got any loose ones on you? I'll Venmo you. Like, three nights in a row. I'm like, you got all my loose ones 2 days ago.
It is just, like the weird, like, idiosyncrasy.
He does Venmo me, too.
Yeah,
it's just
like, most of the time it works out.
It's
but
just a funny situation.
It's like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
You're better than
that. One of my favorite stories you told me about Jack Smith was he asked for he's done this multiple times where he asked for your jewel, and when he was still jeweling, he would then take your jewel, then pull his out of his pocket, and hit both at the same time.
He'd be hanging out, I'd be like, hit the jewel. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. And then he'd take his out too and double hit him. And I'm like, oh, you fuck. Well, you know, why?
Jack also, when we were at an anime convention, me and Jackson, he would constantly ask for my vapes, even though he had his own. But he would grab them, get them, and then he would take a hit of it. And then in the air, blatantly, like he was trying to show it off to everybody, blow the biggest smoke clouds he possibly could, like towards people. Like, I remember we were on the escalator and he blowed the smoke cloud in the face of the people coming down the other side. And I was like, what?
Blowed?
Yeah, blow it.
He didn't. He blew it, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
That's revenge for your natural bullshit earlier.
Yeah.
Just getting revenge for Peterson.
Yeah, I know. That's how it works. Peterson is kind of a grammar Nazi. Not the other kind, though.
Borden Jeterson?
The real Nazis are the Democrats.
The real Nazis?
RickPodcast@gmail.com.
How about Horden Skeet and Come?
Horden Skeet and Come?
Yeah, didn't say Jordan
Peterson.
How about
Peterson? Horden Eat Her Son? He's a big whore. He whores himself out and then eats children. He eats women's children that he...
What about Morton Pizza Run?
And Morton Peterson?
What?
And Morton Peterson?
Yeah, Morton, like a Morton Joe.
Yeah.
What if he has... I love that. What if a Morton Joe is up there doing all like the chaos magic, chaos dragons or whatever, and he was just talking about that, and they're like, I don't know, he has the water, so I'm just going to listen to him.
I have the water.
They have his speech about like... Don't get used to the water, it'll make you greedy. You know, that speech of Morton Joe gives, he goes, it's the Chaos Dragon.
And he has like a shitty little voice, too.
You know, the lobster lives in the water.
Yeah. And all his fucking. What do they call the, like, his, like, military force? The something boys?
The, like, mute boys.
Whatever they are.
Muties.
They're just fucking, like, all autistic, fucking dweeby little losers.
It'd be accurate if they were just, like, in there. He's like, Jordan Peterson's gonna look at me. Honestly?
Today is a good day to be enlightened.
That movie makes a lot more sense if you imagine all those little guys, like, Jordan Peterson fans, and they're like, he looked at me. And the guy does a school shooting to, like, get Jordan Peterson. He's like...
They spray male vitality into their face and run into the school and start shooting.
They're taking supplements.
Yeah.
They say, shiny and chrome! Because there's a bunch of chrome in the supplements.
Alex Jones would make a really good Morton Jones.
Oh, you'd make I'd follow him.
Morton
if he had all the water, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I love how he's like, yeah, this is all a work of the lizard Nazis who are trying to make your kids gay. And you're like, I don't know, man. It's kind of just a desert out here. There's really no power structure. You're the only guy. Can't you just do whatever you want?
And then, like, the guy from, like, the Bullet Faction, who's that? There's, like, the leader of the guys who at the Bullet Factory who have all the guns.
The Bullet... Oh, yeah. Those, that's probably... Who's, like, an NRA? It's probably, like, FPS Russia.
That's FPS Russia?
Yeah. Or, like, one of those gun guys on YouTube who's, like, It's like, I just want to see what happens when I shoot this gun. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro. He's
not really a gun guy.
Yeah, he's not like a super gun guy.
He's in the dark intellectuals. What do they call themselves?
Dark intellectuals.
It's like Jordan Peterson.
Intellectual.
What dark is it? Intellectual dark web or
it intellectual might be, dark web? Are you? Fine?
Yeah, it's something like it's something really dumb. I think that might be it. Ever heard. Yeah.
They really are the dark web.
Yeah, there's a lot of good old like wild gun YouTubers. This guy Brandon Herrera, he calls himself the AK guy.
Yep.
And he does like all right, gun meme review, and it's like, hey, check out this new Kyle Rittenhouse clip where he mentions my name. Kyle Rittenhouse, like, yeah. I really like this Brandon Herrera guy because he makes me feel all right. Like, he supports me, and he's like, that's pretty cool.
Have you seen? But, like, also, if you're a gun guy and then you start ripping off PewDiePie's meme review, and that's the format you're using, I feel like there's a couple of red flags there, right?
Who shared that one thing in the group chat a while ago where it was like, the conservative meme review.
Oh,
I think
it
might have been Sean.
Yeah, it was like, and, like the left awful. Can't meme
it
or
was
something.
Just like really fake laughs from the guy. Where it's like something, just some shitty meme that's just like glorifying Ben Shapiro. He goes, ha ha ha. That's hilarious.
I think because it shows up a lot on my TikTok page or my YouTube shorts page, but there's this chick who's like one of those reaction YouTubers, but she's like made by like what's it called? Ben Shapiro's company. What is that called? National Review or. National Enquirer.
Daily Wire,
yeah. So it's basically funded by that, but they've scrubbed all the names of the Daily Wire off, so it's just like, oh, fun YouTuber, and then they just show her a bunch of normal clips, and she reacts in the most bland, uninteresting way possible, and then they'll show her, like, one political clip, and she's like, look at these stupid, woke leftists, and it's like, they just kind of are trying to sprinkle that in, and I'm like, you realize this is what people are, like, saying you're doing? And, like, are worried about, like, trying to indoctrinate people through generic comedy.
She's like, but we have to do it because they're accusing us of doing it. Now we have to do it.
You might as well do it if they're accusing you. You might as well just jump on board.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is they do it, and then they deny it over and over until it's obvious they're doing it. And then by that point, they've already been doing it so long that nobody cares.
Yeah, they're like, whatever. Keep going for it. But it just was really
all
funny.
I'm gonna die. I just need the corp wars to happen already.
Yeah, the corp wars need a like reset in that regard. I just want
what who are you fighting for in the corp wars, Liam?
Burger King.
Burger King.
I don't think they're gonna last long.
I don't think they will.
I think McDonald's will probably last longer than Burger King
for sure. I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Although I wonder
franchises
like,
though, you gotta keep in mind though that like. You know, because they're franchises, I feel like there's less employee load. Like, Amazon has such surveillance over their workers.
Yeah,
that, like,
that's true.
That's a unified front.
I'd want to fight for the home and garden section of Walmart.
Just the home and...
Yeah. I was thinking I wanted to do, like, a Home Depot or Lowe's, something like that, but I don't
think
they'd
last
either.
You're like the
Wall-E
of this world. You're going to try to, like, raise a plant up after the corp wars completely destroy
our
planet.
I'm trying to cook a burger.
Yeah, that'd be good. I love the idea that you're like raising plants so you can have kindling to cook burgers. to cook your little bug meat burgers.
I only like smoked maple wood bacon.
Wally.
I'm going to fight for Epic Games.
Oh, why is that?
Because they made Fortnite.
They did make Fortnite, and I like Fortnite.
So they're going to know a thing or two about guerrilla warfare.
Yeah,
they
have
no tangible power.
Battle Royale.
Huh?
They have no tangible power.
Yeah, no.
They have power over the
gamers,
a very powerful sect. Gamers love Epic.
To tell gamers
honestly,
to do what? Gamers go
out.
I would
be in the Diet Coke division of Coke, the Coke company.
Just like it's just things that you like in your.
Well, what else are you meant to choose? Why else would you choose a sports
for power? I don't know.
Coke is a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Who would you choose, Jack?
PayPal.
What's your great
you would
answer
choose
to this
PayPal.
Question?
Yeah, honestly, PayPal's a pretty good one. Any of the payment processors, those would be pretty good. Because without that, you
I mean, honestly,
get money.
The answer is just like big oil.
BlackRock.
Like, one of the, oh yeah, BlackRock, that works.
What about just a gun company? Those have a lot of money.
I feel like
I'm
it's definitely,
work for Remington.
Yeah, weapons manufacturer. Like people will take government contracts to make like fucking tanks or some shit, right?
Yeah, if you're making
or, like
a
all
war,
the guns,
then
grenades.
You might as well.
I feel like the answer, yeah, is the military.
Yeah, the answer is what we already have, which is a government that has a monopoly over violence.
Yeah, really, when you pick,
which is why there aren't wars.
Right, really, when you pick the best corporation to fight for, it's the U.S. government.
Yeah. Anyways, so you should join the military. This has all been a long, drawn-out ad for the U.S. military. Join now. Use code BROWNBRICKS at checkout to get a free year.
M16.
Yeah.
To get another gun.
To get another gun, but only while you're in Iraq.
To get the blue camo skin.
Skin. I love that. Describing.
You're on the front lines with someone like fighting a war, and they're like, why is this gun different? It's like,
I got the Snoop Dogg skin.
Yeah, everyone has like little charms on their gun. They're like, I unlocked this through
some obese
box.
Guy wearing a Snoop
I could
Dogg.
See that happening. If we entered like a real war where we actually needed like to start having a lot of like young people enlist,
there
like,
would definitely be like
shooting, which is never going to happen.
Nice yeah. Loud door slam, Tej.
Well, it's yeah. Not going to
it's not going to pick up. These mics are pretty mics good about good. That.
But like, I could definitely see the government being corrupt enough to like use like Skitterbox game mechanics to get kids into it. They're already so manipulative with
it.
Well, they would probably like start sunlighting like big games and then say, oh, you can only play these specific games that are like mild, they like either help with the war effort or like do something. The government has a lot of control that it just yeah. Chooses.
Well,
not
the government, what they do is they have you do things that you're not really in the military yet, but you're getting a lot of benefits out of doing like little odd jobs for them. Like maybe you go to a website and there's just like something that you fill out and they like
yeah.
Reward you heavily for it. But eventually that stops giving you as much.
Yeah. And
so you gotta do a little more. And it's just like a mobile game basically.
Mm. Well, I like it's like, oh,
you gotta play more and more and then eventually have to join the military.
It's like, well, Private Williams killed a mother and three children on today's raid. He gets 40 spin tokens. So he gets back to base and he spins to see what if he gets a new gun.
Yeah.
You get another four MREs there, Private.
Another four MREs for your family.
Maybe next time you'll get a newer gun. And everyone cheers. Like, yeah.
Okay. To be fair, if it was based on like, because that's FPS's problem.
So do you have to earn the MREs? Or is that
yeah,
like,
of course.
No.
Work to get fed.
He was hoping to get like a new gun or something on the wheel, but instead they just got shit.
So we're
prizes.
Still feeding our soldiers.
Mm,
yes.
Okay, that's good.
You get one ration. You got to go above and beyond if you got a family.
You get a can of beans a day.
Yeah, and split that evenly.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least with that, I was assuming that like you would give them all these rewards and you'd show them how many rewards they have, but they can't cash them out until they get in the military. It's like, use this to get like a gun skin in the military, and they're like, well, fuck, I'm not in the military, so like I can't do that. And then they're like, wait, hold on, I could join the military and then cash out and get that
Liam's
cool gun skin.
Opening up a Desert Storm card pack.
All this talk of military, and
General,
like,
you suck. I think we already got a couple of him.
Yeah.
General, you suck.
General, you suck, yeah.
Mail call. Oh.
Mail call. Ooh.
The letters from friends, loved ones, and citizens who support the men and women of Operation Desert Storm.
Good for them.
They send letters.
Oh.
Get a little closer to your mouth.
Stealth F-117. Yep. Oh, General Schwarzkopf. Yeah, we got him already, too.
Got a lot of the generals.
Tow missile. Yeah, military terms, A7 Avenger, E2 Hawkeye. Oh, Morocco. I didn't know they're involved.
No. My favorite one is still stop the oil spill card. We got to stop the oil spill card in
that
there.
And carpet bombing are pretty good.
Yeah. It's.
How many of these did you buy? Count?
We bought like 30, didn't we?
I got 16. I think you got 18.
Okay, yeah. So, wow. Quite a few. We bought like a booster's pack worth of them.
It is $40 for 36 packs. So really
but worth. we got them for like $9 each.
Yeah.
I also got some Yu-Gi-Oh card, but
no,
this was the real value. Stopping the oil spills flow. After Saddam Hussein ordered the Iraqi forces to open the oil spigots at Kuwait's offshore loading site, Allied forces had to contend with the worst oil spill in history. Approximately 250 million gallons of crude oil.
These are the worst prize you can get on Liam's military spin idea.
Yeah, you just
get, give you a pack
you
of these.
Cool, like,
Saudi Arabia.
But a lot of people, if you had these, a lot of people would be like, well, I gotta collect them all. So they'd actually be trying to like get these little packs.
Well, they make it so that if you get the full collection, or like little mini collections. You could turn it in for rewards.
Wild Weasel.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Yeah, and you... Well, I wouldn't want to turn in my collection. I just want it, like, so I could autistically hoard it like a squirrel.
Well, you just confirm you have it, and then you get, like, a buff.
Oh. Yeah, you get buffs in the military.
Yeah, you get buffs. They give you better bullets.
Yeah, that's...
When you start out, you got really low-velocity rounds. Like, these, I don't feel safe.
But if you collect enough cards, they give you better bullets.
They get cards. You find them on the ground. Like, the military every night goes over and...
You need a certain amount of cards, or they won't give you, like, emergency evacs. Yeah. That's, like, an ability you got to unlock, the emergency evac ability.
Or, like, they'll, like, take your requests for, a, like, bombing seriously. Or, like, we need cover.
Yeah. You can increase the chance that bombing requests are approved the more cards you collect.
I like that. I think that's cool. I think this is a good system. The Corp Wars have a lot of texture that I think we were missing out on before.
What about, like, January 6th cards?
January 6th. And, like,
trading
it's
cards.
One of those things where you get them and it's like, was that a good thing? Was that a bad thing? It's like, no, it's just on the card.
Screaming SWAT officer stuck in door. This guy got stuck in the door.
What do you mean by that? Oh, I don't know. Just on the card. Doesn't matter.
Call for arms on the steps.
Crisis actors.
Crisis actors.
Yeah, they point at some people as crisis actors. Like Antifa, and it's just clearly conservative dudes.
It's just a picture of a bunch of people with like red circles. These people in the image are Antifa.
The crisis actors trading.
Q Shaman would be the rarest card. Everyone would want Q Shaman.
Yeah, of course.
Pelosi calls away the police.
Yeah.
Pelosi calls, and you just like artist rendering.
It's just, Pelosi looking disgusting on the phone.
Yeah, it's just a political comic.
Pelosi makes sure the police are gone to make it look worse.
AOC lying about her current position and tweeting about it on the internet.
AOC comfortable in her recliner in the office, claiming she was hiding.
AOC perfectly safe.
AOC.
Funny prankster smear shit on wall.
AOC unthreatened by the tourists to the Capitol.
AOC feigning fear.
And you just see her being like, I can change this.
Yeah. We could make the
Patriot shot diving
January
through window.
January 6 cards? Yeah, we could make
We could make
that.
January 6 cards. I think we'd have to do little illustrations if we wanted to sell them because a lot of the pictures are probably from journalists. Don't have the rights to them.
I'm coding a card game right now. I could just remodel it from doing VTubers to January 6th.
Yeah, I would redo all that art.
Be like strategies A, like window break.
Oh,
like
it's
blowing
like,
fire extinguisher.
It's like an asymmetric card game where one person plays the cops trying to keep them out of the building, and
no
other
one
people
to play the
protesters.
Cop. Everyone wants to play the protest.
I want to be protest. You could do a shit smear. It's like,
and that it gives you like some
raise,
sort of esoteric.
The cops'
buff.
Morale has gone
some
down.
Bullshit, like a morale resource that lets you do something.
Yeah,
it's a shit smear.
No, I just like it if they
Your
were...
objective is to, like, steal the podium, find AOC.
No,
you
what
can
I
control
like about
what tweets
game.
Senators are sending out.
What I like about Operation Desert Storm is that they're just cards. Like, there's no inherent game tied to them. It's just like, look how fucking cool this was. Like, there's no even point to them,
it's
really.
It's like baseball cards.
Yeah, exactly. But you're not, like, playing anything with them. It's just, like, they're basically conflating, like, what if the military was, like, baseball? It's like, wow, that would be cool. And I want to do the same thing with January 6th.
And 1953, Mickey Mantle, and in 91, Colin Powell. Both very valuable.
Yeah, did you guys ask what year these packs are from?
It says 91 on the back of them.
91.
I would like it if it was like 2008.
Yeah.
Let me see if any of these are worth anything.
I don't think they are.
What website do you use to check card values, Jack?
I don't think TCG Player has the Desert Storm.
Well, Desert Storm is this specific run, right? Was there a like more general title? I'll check eBay.
Give him one of these packets.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see. They're just Topps cards. That's a very generic card brand. So this isn't Topps. Doesn't do all military cards. They do all sorts of stuff, and I guess they were probably. They gave a shot at a Desert Storm.
That's right. Pretty cool. I like that.
Let me look up.
I think, well, because we looked it up and like boxes of it go for about $40, but then everything else is kind of...
No one's selling individual cards?
The people are, but they're, it's like kind of hard to find like exact names for... I didn't see any individual cards. I saw a lot of like complete sets, which I was so jealous of.
Colin Powell and whatever his name is.
You can get a Series 1 complete set for $295 and $6 shipping.
This is Series 2, so that's kind of a steal. $6
apparently shipping, the full set is 88 cards, whatever you want to make of that.
Yeah, because this one starts
at
88.
Rain on my parade.
No, this one, Series 2, is a lot rarer.
Mm.
You know.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, we'll probably finish up. Email us at brownbrickspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks,
bye-bye,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.